Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, mighty King. We come to bless your name today, O God. We come to praise you, Father God. We come to honor you, Father. Hallelujah. Good evening. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm speaking with someone else that just pressed 1.
Okay.
How you doing, Lucas?
382, you just press 1.
Hey, sister. Hello? Yeah, I pushed mute. I had pushed mute. You can hear me?
Yeah. This is Sidiri.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. You could just... Okay, good. You can stay on mute for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Oh, we appreciate you, Father. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, that you are the Lord of Lords. We give you all the glory, all the honor, O God. And, Father, we cover ourselves and our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus today. Let your fire... Oh, God, surround and protect our lives from all destruction in the name of Jesus. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, oh, God. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs. Hold us up and we will be safe. The name of the Lord Jesus is a strong tower. We run into your tower, oh, Jesus. And we are safe. Lord, make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from them that puff at us. In the name of Jesus, let us dwell in safety in the land, in Jesus' name. Lead us safely, and we will fear not. Let the sea, please put your phone on mute. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies. Let us lie down and rest in safety, O God. Merere, we dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We will trust in the covert of your wings, O God. In the name of Jesus, merere, in the shadow of your wings do we trust. You are a mighty King. You are the almighty God, and we just come to praise your name. We come to honor you today. We come to give you glory and praise due to your name. We thank you that you are Elohim. You are the most powerful, mighty God. You are Adonai, our Lord. We honor your holy presence today as never before. We thank you that you are Jehovah. Mekodeshim, Merere, the Lord our sanctifier. Merere, what a great God you are. None can compare to how great you are, O God. We just thank you today, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer. Merere, we thank you that you are Jehovah Sitkanu, a righteous God. And you are certainly Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. We thank you that you are a banner over us, Jehovah Nisi. And I thank you that you provide peace, Jehovah Shalom. Have your way on boys to men, girls to ladies this evening. And we appreciate your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we are thankful today for Father God, his holy presence. Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise today as we pray for our children. Lord, we thank you for life and for the blessings, all the blessings that come along with it. God, we give you all the praise today. We take time to thank you for our children. Lord Jesus, we thank you that our children are blessings from God. We confess that they are. Merere, are all whom God has created and purposed them to be in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and we plead the precious blood of Jesus over every child on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, in Florida, in the United States, and throughout the world. From infancy through adolescence, we plead the blood of Jesus over every institution, organization, and recreation that our children partake of. We cover those who have entrusted, who you have entrusted with the care of our children outside of our homes with the blood of Jesus. Father, we line up with the word of God, Proverbs 22:6, and commit to training up every child in the way they should go. In Jesus' name, we bind up every spirit that is not of God's Holy Spirit. We bind Satan, the angel of light, doctrine of devils, whereby the Antichrist would try to teach our children anything outside the knowledge of God. We bind all Antichrist spirits in the land, seducing spirits, lust of flesh, lust of the world, lust of the things of this world. We bind perversion, pornography, premarital sex, rape, incest, murder, suicide, and death. We bind witchcraft, mind control, Satanism. We bind gangs and occultism. We bind obsession, possession, possession, oppression, depression, and suppression, and regression. We bind the spirit of fear and stress in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind peer pressure, the transference of evil spirits through games, cartoons, movies, TV, music, and ungodly associations. We break all curses that have been spoken over our children through negative confessions. We bind all magic spells, trances, hexes, vexes, and all spirits that will come to woo, lure, and seduce our children into darkness. Father, we repent on behalf of the children for all sins and renounce sin and every evil spirit that tries to enter in with it. All bedeviling spirits are bound in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray that God's perfect will and purpose be manifested in every child's life. Father, let us be reminded of your word in Matthew 19:14 that says, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus we pray, let not our will be, but God's will be done in the lives of our children. Amen and amen. Well, welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We have been expecting you. Someone still has their phone off of mute and it's making an echoing sound. So if you could put your phone on mute, I would appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We are very excited about the move of God on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We are truly grateful Father God chose you and us to be a part of his great move. And so today we're going to share with you from Psalms 27. If you have it, you can read along with us as we read in the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So you can follow along with us as we read from Psalms 27, which says, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. When the wicked came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell. Our enemies and our foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war may rise against us, in this will we be confident. One thing we have desired of you, O Lord, that will we seek after, that we may dwell in the house, in your house, O Lord, all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble, O Lord, you shall hide us in your pavilion. In the secret of your tabernacle shall you hide us. You shall set us up upon a rock. And now our head shall be lifted up above our enemies round about us. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, we will offer sacrifices of joy in your tabernacle. We will sing, yes, we will sing praises unto you, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy also upon us and answer us. When you said, seek my face, our hearts said to you, O Lord, your face will we seek in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you today for your mighty word that we can seek your face. And, Father God, we thank you when our father and our mother forsake us, then you, Lord, will take us up. Teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us in a smooth path because of enemies. Do not deliver us over to the will of our adversaries. For false witnesses have risen up against us, and such as breathe out violence. We would have lost heart unless we had believed that we would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So as we wait on the Lord today, we thank you for all that you're doing on our behalf, oh God. And you know, God loves children. He has promises in his word for our children. So I'm going to share some of those promises with you that God has for you, children. He said that children are to honor their father and their mother as the Lord has commanded them, that they may their days may be long upon the land, and they may go, and things may go well with them in the land which the Lord has given them. That was in Deuteronomy 5:16, Proverbs 8:17. I will love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8:32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my way. And so I just thank God for his mighty, powerful word. His word is awesome, his word is powerful, and his word has stood the test of time. God honors his word above his name, and so do we. Well, good evening again, and welcome to Boys, Men, Girls, to Ladies. Thank you for joining us this evening. We have an exciting evening planned as we continually honor our God, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, our Lord, and our Shepherd. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, and our co-host is Tashana LaPierre. She's 21 years young. Tashana is a young college student whom God has given many gifts and talents to. We are honored to have her as our co-host on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Good evening, Tashana.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? How's your week been?
My week has been awesome.
Amen. Well, would you say a prayer for the children right before you begin the other part that you have to say?
All right. Everyone, if you could please bow your heads and close your eyes. Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus, we come before you for the children, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have opened their ears and their hearts, Lord God, to hear your word on today. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're going to bless them, Lord God, and how they will be able to use the word, Lord God, to observe, to do your will. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now on to announcements. Sister G will be reopening Zion Hope Academy Christian School here in Jacksonville, Florida, in the near future. Zion Hope Academy is a Christian school with a great vision for our children in Jacksonville and the surrounding area. Amen. Our mission is to teach children of all nationalities from year one to high school age to achieve success in their lives, academically, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Train up our children in the way they should go, be productive citizens in society, and take care of themselves and their family. Amen? Zion Hope Academy will help them to find and lead a purpose-driven life each day. Please contact Sister G, also known as Teresa Gentlin, at 904-768-5008 for further information. Now I will give you Kirk Franklin 50 back. Give me that. And now back to you, Sister.
All right. Thank you so much, Tashawn. I appreciate that very much. Well, we have some talented young people with us this evening on the line. We have Niobe, who is 5 years old, and her brother Javon, who is 8 years old. They're going to sing for us today. Good evening, Sideria. That's their mother. Good evening, Sideria.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where's Niobe and Javon?
Hey, this is Niobe. Say hello, Niobe.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Niobe, how are you?
Good.
How was school today?
Fine.
You went to summer camp?
Yes.
How old are you?
Five.
Five. Woo, you're a big girl. Where's Javon?
Hello.
Hi, Javon. How are you?
Great.
You're doing great? All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Do you play sports, Javon?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you play?
Football.
Football. Woo, you must have flexing muscles, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy, I'm proud of you. What are y'all going to sing, Javon?
Real.
All right, we're ready to listen to you all sing.
Come on.
You ready?
Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Give me victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah.
on the playground,
real.
Dante, you are already on, so you can answer. Just state your name, and I want to answer that question.
My name is Tashana, and I want to answer that question.
All right, go ahead, Tashana.
I think that it's important to keep track of your child's progress academically, their grades, and if your child seems to have some issues in a subject, to be able to provide as much help as possible, whether it is you sitting down and going through problems with them, concerning or getting a tutor for them, I think is very important. And also, as they get older and decide what careers they want to pursue in college, I think it's important for parents to help them understand the difference between a licensed career and a career that they want or desire for their own pleasure. It's important to understand the two. So that's pretty much what I think parents should basically, how they should help their children concerning.
All right. Excellent. I tell you, we got wisdom on here. Okay. Thank you so much, Tashana, for answering that question about how we can help you more in school. All right. Next question. Parents, got a question? Press 1 if you have a question you want to ask these young people. They don't come on all the time, so ask questions while you can. Brother David Emmanuel, I know you got a question for the young people. Press 1. All right, somebody press 1. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, this is Sophia. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. As far as our children, what would you think the best way to interact, like, on a personal relationship and to for them to open up more better with parents as far as what's going on in their personal lives? Like, you know, school-wise or things that they may be shy on, or just to open up one-on-one.
That's an excellent question. All right. So, Cytheria said, what's the best way to get your children to open up more with their parents in their personal lives? You know, what's going on with them in their personal lives? You know, a lot of times when they're young, they usually tell their parents just about everything. But then when they start to get a little bit older, they just kind of tighten up. What you do in school? Nothing. So how can we get Cytheria's question was, what's the best way to get the children to open up? All right. Another person on the panel this time, either Jacoya or Dante, what do you think?
My name is Jacoya, and I'd like to answer that question.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, Jacoya. I have a lot of static on the line. There's somebody having a lot of noise in the background, and it's picking up on the radio. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you so much. Okay, Jacoya, you're going to answer that question.
Yes, ma'am. I think the best you could get your child to open up is not to pressure them or put your opinion on them so much. I think you should just listen to what they have to say, and they'll come to you if you don't pressure them or give them a set standard as to how you want them to be or anything like that. But if you just kind of let them be themselves and express themselves, I believe that they would open up to you as opposed to you coming to them and have to figure out everything.
Amen. Okay, allow your children to come to you and express themselves. And, you know, don't say, you can't tell me this, you can't talk to me like that, or you can't do this right here, this the way you got to talk. Oh, no, just leave it open. Don't set restrictions on them. Somebody, I still hear that that little noise on the phone, so you may have your phone too close to you, to kind of move it away from you. A lot of static on the line. All right. So we appreciate that answer. Nicoya, that was awesome. I told you we got plenty of wisdom on the line. Very good. All right, next question, parents. Question, parents. I know Brother David all here, but he's kind of quiet. You sleeping, Brother David? All right. Press one. Sister Audrey, I know you got a question, too. Come on, y'all. Press one. Ask a question. Young people are waiting for you to ask questions. You wonder how to help your kids more? Ask a question.
I have another question.
Okay, Cytheria.
Okay, like, in school right now, a lot of bullying goes on, and we have a lot of kids that's, like, suicidal, and they don't know how to, they don't know how to come to.
Okay. So you want to know how they handle bullying so that they're not so, you know, pressed upon that they feel like they want to kill themselves. All right. Anybody want to answer that question? How do you handle bullying? You know, your children or somebody. You know, I know when I was in school, a lot of bullying was going on. So, Jacoya, Shoshana, Dante, answer that question.
I'm not answering.
Hello? Hello? Somebody answer. Jacoya, Shoshana, Dante. One of y'all answer.
Oh, yeah. Earlier.
Cytheria, could you put your phone on mute for me, please, baby?
Yeah, like
you
want to pick up
earlier. Hi, Tashana, and I'll answer the question.
Okay, Tashana, speak a little louder.
Okay, how to help
Hold
your
on
children.
One second. Let me get Cytheria. Cytheria.
Yes.
Put your phone on mute for a minute, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, baby.
How
Tashana,
to
go ahead.
Help your child dealing with bullying at school. First, you should always tell them to basically go to an adult figure that's present at the time of bullying and to understand, to be able to separate what people are saying and doing to them and not internalize what is going on, meaning you need to teach your child to not take the bullying personally and try to give them some understanding as to why other children may be saying things and doing things to hurt their feelings just in general. Like, for example, oh, they may be, you know, a little bit immature, you know, so that your child won't go home thinking, you know, low about themselves and having low self-esteem. Also, showing them ways to counteract what they may be experiencing, like walking away, things of that sort, so that they don't let the bullying progress to a point where it's physical and it becomes, you know, a bad situation. So that's how I would suggest that you help your child concerning bullying at school.
All right. Thank you. Wisdom speaks again. Thank you, Tashana. I want to share something also. I taught grades first through the eighth grade over a period of 29 years in public schools, and I was very, very appalled when a parent called me. I always gave my parents my phone number. And, you know, a lot of times when parents show up at school, even if you come once a month and volunteer in the classroom, trust me, the children will not bother your children if you show up and volunteer. Now, I want to share a situation that happened when I taught second grade. A parent called me once, and I was just like in shock. I was off sick for a few days, and she told me while I was off, the girls were fighting They would take throwing rocks and spitting and pushing another one of my girl students. So I was very upset. So when I went back to school, I allowed the boys to go to recess, and I kept the girls. And I had a very stern talk with them. And I took sort of what you would call probably drastic measures so that would never, any time a child is being harmed in school, it's very, very, you know, it's very important that we sometimes take drastic measures. So what I did, hold on, Brother David, I'm going to let you on in just a few minutes. What I did, I punished them. They could not have recess. And it was like 3 weeks they had to sit in a certain area, and they could not play. So they, after about a few days, they were tired. They came to me, can we play? I said, no. So I made them sit. And I asked the young lady, I told them, Brother David, I'm sorry, you talking to me?
No, I was talking to David Jr.
Okay, hold on. So what I'm saying is they were harming. They weren't just rolling their eyes. But I told her if they even looked like they wanted to harm her again or roll their eyes or brush up against her in any way to let me know, and better not spit on her. Better not. So, you know, sometimes teachers and authority figures, we have to take drastic measures to protect our children. Sometimes, you know, they are being harmed. So I was glad the little girl told her mother about it so her mother could call me. Then after a few weeks, I knew the little ringleader. Sometimes you have a little ringleader. That little ringleader, even though she was 7 years old, she could run the class. I could leave her in charge if I had to go to the bathroom. She was a leader, but I wanted her to learn to lead in a positive way. So I punished them about 3 weeks from recess. I called them back together again. And I told them if they so much as brushed up against, rolled eyes, any of those things, not only to the one that they harmed, but they were to hug her, they were to apologize to her, and they were never to do that to another human being as long as they live. So that's throughout that school year, I never heard of that happening again to any of my children. But also, like Tashana was saying, sometimes, you know, children call each other names, so we have to teach our children to be tough and to ignore. They come to me, Miss Ganley, he called me this or she called me that. And I said, well, you know what? You have to toughen up. They're really talking about themselves. When someone calls you an ugly name, that's who they think they are. Not who you are, but that's who they think they are. So that helped them a lot because they come to Miss Ganley. He said, I said, wait a minute, who are they talking to? Oh, yeah, they talking to themselves. I said, that's what they think about themselves, not about you. So that, you know, all those things are very helpful. So parents, visit the school. Try to volunteer. Try to, you know, find out, you know, how your child is doing with academics and how they're doing socially and what needs, you know, when you see your children and compared to other children, you know, just see how you can help them more. But you got to visit the school. You can't just stay home. So what you do today? Nothing. They're always going to say nothing. Your teacher was okay. Yes, ma'am. Or yes. So, you know, go visit. Find out what's going on. Don't just take their word. All right, Brother David, we have, you have David Jr. on?
Yes, David the second.
Yes, ma'am, I got him on. I got to go back home. I had to take a ride and left my uniform on. So.
Okay, David Jr. How old are you, David Emmanuel Jr.?
I'm 16. I'll turn 17 in a couple of weeks.
Amen. July?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, July 7th.
All right. I met someone yesterday, July 7th. My birthday will be coming up July 23rd. So if I don't get to tell you, happy early birthday. 16,
thank
so
you.
You're joining with us on the panel. Parents, we have another question. Do you have another question coming up? Parents, ask a question. Brother David Sr., you got a question?
Yes. I guess I have a question, but from a male perspective, it's, you know, and I don't know if I speak for all males, but as a father, you know, the way I feel, as far as having patience and waiting for a kid to come and tell you something, it's kind of hard for a male to do because we were kind of made to, you know, be protectors, provide security, you know, so we're not really in that nourishing role, even though we have to condition ourselves to be. But, you know, it's real hard for us to sit and wait for a kid to come and tell us something. And we are always concerned that other people, you know, we don't know how other people raise their kids. You know, we can't just have our kids out amongst other kids and they see kids doing things that are not of the norm. So we always try to protect our kids by giving them layers and layers of information as to why you shouldn't do this, why you shouldn't do that, and scripture to kind of protect them, you know, because we know they're going to be around those other kids. So the question is, how do we get two kids to come to us in a more quicker fashion other than sitting around and hoping that you come to us to tell us vital information that we need?
Okay. Anyone want to answer that question? We have on our panel, we have Jacoya, 14, Tashana, 22, Dante, 11, and David Emmanuel, 16. Dante Emmanuel. All right, so anyone want to answer that question? How do we get, you know, you as young people to come quicker? You know, don't wait until it escalates to get so, you know, out of hand. How do we get you all to come quicker with the problem to your parents? David Emmanuel Jr., sound like you want to answer that question.
Well, it mostly depends on the child and the relationship with their parent. Because, you see, with my parents, for example, if I have a big problem, I'll come to them and ask them for help or ask them for something. But that's the way I've been doing it all my life. If you haven't really been talking to your child as much, you know, haven't building a relationship with your child, then how do you expect for someone to come and talk to you? Yeah, you have that mother-son, father-son, mother-daughter, father-daughter relationship, but you don't have a relationship where you communicate. You just have that relationship of respect and teaching and learning. And it's just like knowing someone else. You don't expect for some stranger to come to you with their problems, so don't be a stranger to your child. That's what I would suggest, is to talk to them about everything and let them know what's on your mind, find out what's on their mind, just talk with them, and whenever a problem arises, show that you'll be able to help them, because that's what a parent is for, someone that you know will always be there for you and help you with all your problems.
Wow, I appreciate that. That was
like
wisdom speaking. And that was great wisdom from you, David Emmanuel. You know, you have to have a relationship with your children. You can't just wait till they get teenagers and try to build a relationship. You start from the time they're in the womb, and, you know, when they grow up, you say, listen, you know, my parents were like that also. That whatever I was, you know, I wanted to talk to them about, they encouraged it. They didn't care what it was. It could be sex, anything. I could go to my parents with school problems. It could be, you know, I wasn't feeling, get out of my face or whatever. They allowed me. Well, what's the matter? What's going on? They had open arms, open door policy. So thank you, David Emmanuel Jr. That was a great answer, to have, you know, a good relationship with your parents so you can come and talk to them, you know, about whatever's going on. And also, you know, parents, notice your children. If something seems different about them, if they're hanging in their room more, or they're, you know, changing, you know, like, well, can I be excused from supper tonight, or you know, just unusual acting. Maybe they seem, you know, kind of down, depressed, suppressed. You know, inquire. You know, are you all right? They say, yeah. You know, find some way to really get to find out what's going on with them. You know, you need to know what's going on. I remember a young woman, she had a teenage daughter, 14 years old, and the child was pregnant. She didn't know it at first because she wasn't keeping track of her child. She didn't know, you know, exactly. You know, her daughter told her, my room is off limits to you. Well, you know, the mother was paying rent or house note or whatever. That was her house too. So, you know, even if you have to inquire with your children's friends, and as Shoshana was saying, a lot of, or someone mentioned, a lot of children now are committing suicide because they don't have anybody to talk to. Nobody's paying attention to them. There are signs. Don't ignore it. Don't think it's going to go away or disappear. All right. Any more questions? Any more questions from parents? For our young people. No more questions? Whoa. All right.
Well, thank you, Sister G, and have a blessed day. I'm sorry, I gotta go get ready for a performance later on tonight that I'm viewing.
All right, well, let me say a little quick prayer for you before you go, if that's okay.
Yes, please, thank you.
Okay, well, Father God, I lift up your son, David Emmanuel Jr., and Father, I thank you that you are there with him. You will never leave him nor forsake him. You're in every city, in every state, and throughout the nation, throughout the world. So I thank you that you are there where he is now. And, Father, he has a performance to do today. So I thank you for a refreshing coming upon him. Protect him, oh God, as he is away from his parents at this time. But, Lord, I thank you that they have trained him up in the way that he should go. So he is sharp, and he knows exactly, in the name of Jesus. He is very mature. So I thank you, Father God, for leading him in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we decree and declare that he is going to do excellent in his performance, oh God, even better. Each time he performs, each performance will get better and better and better. And I thank you for his confidence level getting higher and higher. And I thank you that David Emmanuel Jr. is trusting in you. He's not trusting in his own, in himself, Father God, but he's trusting in you. So, Father God, as he is away, walk with him, talk with him, be a lamp and a light to his pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with the blessings of the Lord, David Emmanuel. I know you're going to do awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister G. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, have a blessed day. Bye.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. You know, our children did an outstanding job. They answered the questions with wisdom. And I thank God for each of them. You know, I thank God for David Emmanuel Jr., even though he was busy. He took time out of his busy schedule. You know, he has to do a performance right in a little bit. But he took time out. So I thank God for his parents encouraging him. And I thank God for Dante Emmanuel being on with us. I thank God for Tashana being on and Jacoria Smith being on all the way from San Francisco. You know, she came on. I don't know. What time is it there now, Jacoria? Jacoria? Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe she hung up. All right. Well, anyway, it is our prayer that our children would grow up, that parents and children would remain close, and that the years they have together would be good years filled with excellent communication, prayer for and with each other, that they would do things together, like eat meals together. You know, a lot of times these days, parents and children, they don't eat meals together like they used to. So, you know, a lot of times at meal times, you could talk to your children about what's going on. So, you know, I pray that they would eat meals together, share ideas about the, you know, how the household can run smoothly. They can help each other with the home. They can help the brothers and sisters and the parents can help with homework, even with household chores, washing dishes, keeping their rooms clean, you know, keeping the kitchen, the bathrooms clean, assignment. You know, not everybody do, you know, every job, but, you know, distribute the jobs out and maybe switch up weekly, switch up the job. Even Niobe and Javon, they're old enough to do, you know, like sweep the floor or, you know, wash the face bowl out or scrub a toilet or even stand in a chair and wash dishes. So I pray that you would listen to each other and pay attention to each other in a family. Take care of each other. When one doesn't feel well, the other will help out and so on. Go to school activities together. I pray parents would tell your children about your job and what you do. I pray that children would share with your parents how your school day was in detail, not just say, it was okay. Say what your subjects are, you know, that you may have trouble in or what subjects you enjoy. You know, I teach in school over the years, I realized that some children couldn't even read and their parents didn't even know. They were in seventh grade. And I tell their parents, they cannot read. They can't read. They never read with them or listened to them read. So you got to listen to your children read. Help them. Don't just sit there and tell them every word. Teach them how to figure the words out. Teach them how to use their brains and teach them, you know, phonics, how to sound out a word. Ask them, you know, what areas are they having any trouble in school? You know, what are their weekly test grades? Who their friends are in school? If they're having any problems in class with peer pressure? Now, I wrote this out even before all these questions came up, so I want you to know that this is the Lord and his doing. Share those kinds of things and more. Learn to listen to each other with respect, love, and compassion. Speaking of school, I want to share this paper that is written by a 15-year-old who got an A on this paper. And he did an outstanding, or she, he or she did an outstanding job. It's called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the word God is mentioned, the kids, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached news school prayer, New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God, finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow, become a federal matter now. There's no offense, it's a freedom scene. The law is specific, the law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. Praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our nose, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We've taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea, I make. Should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. Now, that's a 15-year-old, probably like in 9th, 10th grade, somewhere in there, writing this awesome poem about how things have changed in school. I know when I was in school, they were completely different. So I have a special announcement to make at this time, And the announcement is, if this ministry has been a blessing to you or has enriched your life spiritually or in any way, if the Holy Spirit leads you to sow a seed, a gift to boys to men or girls to ladies, please, we would be grateful. Please send your love offering to Caritha Gantling, Bible Storyland, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Also, I'm asking if anybody has a Hooked on Phonics program that you would donate it to Zion Hope Academy, and you can send it to that same address, Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Or you can call me at 904-768-5008. All right. Well, we have another young woman with us. She's a godly young woman. I met her at Whole Foods a few weeks ago, her and her husband. And I think she has a ministry called Butterflies Ministries. She's going to tell us a little bit about it and give her website. So her name is Virginia Pierce Kelly. Good evening, Virginia.
Good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me to listen to the wonderful young adults, young people that you had on the show and the program, and the parents had wonderful questions. My son, he's an adult, so I didn't have any questions to ask. But I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your program. Butterfly Journey Ministries is a community outreach ministry, and the website address is butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com.
Amen. And she's going to have a Blog Talk Radio show coming up soon. She will be telling us about it in the future. It's going to be on, you want to tell us just a little bit about it?
Yes, it's a called Vegan Living Simply, and it's really just a program to help people live healthy in their body, mind, soul, and spirit. We're going to have a little bit of about cooking shows. We're going to have information on how to do fitness at home, also segments about nutrition. So it's going to be lots of fun. If you have any questions, you can call in. And that won't begin until July, which is next month. But next time I'm on, I'll give more information about it. But I would like to give some websites. I know the young people, the young adults and the children were talking about bullying, and I was on the computer, and I got some really good websites on bullying and how to stop it and how to prevent it and what to do if it happens. One of them is called StopBullying.gov, G-O-V, StopBullying.gov. And the other one is StopCyberBullying.org, StopCyberBullying.org. And then there's another one for parents. It's called ParentFurther.com. Again, that's Parent, FURTHER.com. So I went to those websites, and they have some great information about how to recognize bullying in your child and how to prevent it and what to do about bullying.
Okay, can you give those one more time? I was writing them, but I couldn't get it all. StopBullying.gov.
Gov.
G-O-V.
And the second one, Stop Cyberbullying.
Okay.
And that's S-T-O-P, Stop. Cyber is C-Y-B-E-R, bullying.org. And the third one is ParentFurther.com, parent, and then F-U-R-T-H-E-R.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I tell you what, God is really working mightily on boys to men, girls to ladies today. I thank God for that information. Thank you so much.
Praise God. And I really enjoy the program. You're helping a lot of young people, young adults. So when they become older adults, then they'll remember this program, and they will help their children when they get married and have kids. They'll remember all the things they learned on your program.
Amen. I thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Well,
praise the Lord.
I thank God for each of you. You know, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you would like to request prayer at this time, you can press 1. And if you already press 1, you can just state it out loud.
Hey, hello.
Okay, Brother David, we got you.
Yeah, I just like to have prayer for myself. Well, you know, I have a performance tonight, but not necessarily a prayer for that, because I know God loves me, so, you know, and he owns everything, so he's from the smallest speck of dust. So I just ask that my focus and my love be toward God. And I want to thank God. I actually left my karate uniform on, so I had to turn around and go back, and I wanted to be on time because I don't like being late. And I know it's like I'm giving a testimony instead. But normally I would be walking into karate right now, but had I done that, I would have missed the lady you just had on about the vegan thing, because I've been vegan for 6 years, and we just went on a 7-day cruise, and they had a real hard time putting together meals for us, that 7-day cruise. So the whole time to myself, I was saying, you know, when I get back to Jacksonville, I need to get in a vegan network so I can learn more recipes and more meals. And if it had not been for me turning around to get my uniform, I would have missed that lady you had on there today. So that's how God works. See, I don't know why I forgot my uniform and had everything else, but God intended for me to hear about the vegan thing. So,
amen.
You know, God bless that lady and bless you for bringing her on the insight.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
I got some family members with some employment situations. I just pray today be able to find employment. That's about, and you know, of course, bless my family and watch over my family, which I know God's going to do anyway. So I just thank you. I just like to thank God and tell God I love
him. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. We appreciate you. Sister Virginia, you still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
So you heard that, huh?
Yes, what a blessing. I'm so glad. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing that the Lord has placed on my heart, is to have some type of vegan, vegetarian network group in Jacksonville. So
amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen, amen. Anybody else for prayer? Thank you, Brother David. I tell you what, Brother David, you are an encouragement to me, and each one of you are such a great encouragement. When I see your number show up, I'm like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You all are great support for me. I appreciate you. Prayer request, press 1 or just state your prayer request. Well, all right, I'm going to start the prayer. If anybody, I'll include you in what, and however the Lord leads me. So I thank God today. It looks like everybody's been in a secret place already. Hallelujah. I thank God for you being in a secret place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just consult you, the great and mighty I am. And we thank you, oh God, that you are greater than we can even begin to think or imagine. And Father God, we just thank you that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are present with each one of us wherever we are, in New York, in Florida, in San Francisco, all over the world. And I thank you that you are a mighty God, and none can compare to how great you are. We come to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor due unto your name. Father, we thank you that you are awesome in every way. We can't even find words to describe how awesome you are, how powerful you are, how mighty you are. And Father, we agree with your plan for our lives. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't understand your ways and we go against you. Because, Father, many times through ignorance I've gone against you, against your will. But, Lord, I thank you for teaching me and us to flow with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for that place where we can come and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great name, holy name. I thank you that we could dwell in the secret place of you, O Most High. We can say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, my God, in you do we trust. And so, Father, we thank you, O God, for your servant, David Emmanuel Sr., for his wife, Donna, for his sons, David Emmanuel Jr., and for his son, Dante Emmanuel. I ask you, Lord, to continually draw them closer with you, closer with each other. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against them in any way. Satan, get behind them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing for this great family. I lift up he and his son tonight as both of them have performances in different states. But I know that you're going to be with them because your high right hand, your mighty arm is with your children. And you're keeping them and us in the palm of your almighty hand. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you for employment for his family members who are not employed. And, Father, you are the great employer. Ooh, you touch employers to employ your people. So, Father, I thank you for that job that's just waiting for them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for Brother David focusing on you. And I thank you that he will have great success because he's keeping his mind stayed on you. He's meditating upon your word. He's obedient to your word. He's following those things that he's meditating upon in your word. And I thank you, Father God, that you are with him. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are his shepherd and he shall not want. I thank you, oh God, for every family that has been on today, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank you for provisions. I thank you for protection. I thank you, Father God, for them abiding under the shadow of your almighty wings. And I thank you that they say you are their God, you are their Lord, and besides you there is none other. So, Father God, I pray a hedge of protection around everyone as we all go our separate ways this evening, O God, that we will continually honor you, that we will constantly call upon your name. And I thank you, O God, that you are the great and mighty I am, but we can come to you. We don't even have to make an appointment. We can just say, Abba, Father, and we are in your holy presence. So we bless and honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank God for each of you. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your love and support. Look forward to being with you next Thursday. Bible Storyland is canceled for this Saturday, the 23rd of June. And also on the 30th, we don't have it on the 5th Saturday. So the 23rd and the 30th, we will not have Bible Storyland, but we will return again July 7th with Bible Storyland. But next Thursday, we will have Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, if the Lord says so. So I thank God for each of you. I love you. God loves each of you even more. God bless you. Have a God-filled evening. Don't forget to remember the name of the Lord your God and call upon him. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. God loves you so much. He thinks of you constantly. You are on his holy thoughts. Remember, pray, read, study God's word, and obey Father God. Talk with you next Thursday, 5 p.m., calling the same number, 1-619-789-4313. We welcome you. And we thank God for you. I love you. God loves you even more. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Kiss me. How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that girl?